She smelled like Hyde Park, Artie said, and she were pretty.
Artie was the newest and youngest of the Wentworth Bank messengers, a dark-eyed imp of indeterminate years, with a curious affinity for soap and water. In Ned Wentworth's experience, cleanliness was an acquired habit for children consigned to London's streets. Artie, unlike Ned himself, had taken to regular bathing with the enthusiasm of a schoolgirl shopping for hair ribbons.
"This woman smelled like horse droppings?"
Lord Stephen Wentworth asked.
"Nah, me lord, not like the streets, like the park."
Artie raised his little paw as if to wipe his nose on the back of his wrist. Ned passed him a monogrammed handkerchief.
"Do you mean she bore the fragrance of fresh air and greenery?"
"She smelled like spring," Artie said, snatching the linen and honking into it. "All sweet and sunny."
He folded the handkerchief and held it out to Ned.
"Thanks, Gov."
Stephen was milord, while Ned was Gov, and thus it would ever be.
"Keep it, lad," Ned said.
"So the lady wore a lovely fragrance, was pretty, and passed you a note that you were to give directly to me."
"Was she pretty like a fine lady?" Lord Stephen asked. "Or pretty like the woman outside the theatres of an evening?"
Artie looked affronted.
"She weren't no whore. She got into a fancy coach, with crests on the doors and boot. Whores don't have crested carriages. She thanked me, and give me tuppence for my trouble."
To a child like Artie, the thanks would mean almost as much as the coin.
"You've done well, Arthur," Ned said, "and my thanks for your discretion. Keep an eye out for that fancy coach, and if you see it again, let me know."
Artie had the most cherubic smile, all bashful and innocent, which was doubtless why the schools for pickpockets had been haggling over which one would recruit him. And Artie, already wise to the ways of the streets, would have considered that training vastly preferable to many other ways of earning his bread.
"On your way," Lord Stephen said, gesturing with his cane toward the door. "And keep mum, my boy. This is bank business."
The lads took pride in protecting the bank's privacy, as had Ned when he'd been a boy with a bottomless belly and little ability to safeguard himself. Lord Stephen waited until Artie had withdrawn before taking a seat on the tufted sofa near the fireplace. Ned's office was comfortable, not quite luxurious. The bank's owner, Quinton, Duke of Walden, didn't go in for ostentation in commercial establishments, or much of anywhere.